After the popular South Korean series You Who Came from the Stars, or 来自星星的你, Kim Soo-hyun, what's his Chinese name?
金秀贤.
There you go. Also known as Professor Du, has been seen endorsing quite a few ads here in China, and now some people are even saying that it's a bit too much. So, I mean, do you guys think that we are being...overexposed to this woman-friendly star?
Well, it just shows how popular he is, I think. And from last year to this year, actually, Jin Xiuxian has had 35 commercials already. So it's pretty hard to escape from him in China these days, that over half of these ads are being aired in China.
Well,
and it's also some pretty well-known brands, and he's pretty much just everywhere. And I think
and all
maybe,
kinds of products, too, different
products. Yes, and it's really rare that one celebrity endorses, you know, a couple of a similar product, and he's actually endorsed 5 drinks.
Yeah.
And companies seem to be happy to be hiring him.
However, there is a saying in English, goes back hundreds of years, has a lot of truth to it, and the saying is, from the old farming days, make hay while the sun shines. This career will not last forever. He's raking in the money while he can before it all dries up. And the overexposure will, in the end, finish him off. So he's making hay while the sun shines.
But isn't it kind of really abusing it? And wouldn't that sort of shorten his lifespan in terms of being a celebrity?
You can shorten his lifespan by just not buying the products. If enough people feel that way, this is purely commercially driven. If people weren't buying the products that he endorses, they wouldn't hire him for the job, right? So it's the public who are... Because they buy the products that he endorses, they're making him even more popular, and other advertisers want to have some of that so that their profits can increase too.
Actually, I don't think it's just about popularity, although, you know, he was the top star of the year, I think. But also, it seems like he is not really that expensive to hire either, because when you're talking about hiring like Jackie Chan, somebody of A-list star status like him, it costs you about 15 million yuan at least. But with this guy...
How much is it? Could we get him in?
10 million yuan, as it said. And he's also really dedicated into, you know, his work and doesn't really engage in all that gossip that's being generated around a celebrity. So he seems to be really dedicated and, you know, hardworking and not even that expensive. So, you know, you work out the math. It makes perfect sense to hire him.
I just think it's funny because we have some very interesting comments here on Weibo. And pardon me if I mispronounce your name, but Hai Jiao Niao, I think, says, Huan Tai, Huan Tai, Huan Tai Guan Dian Shi. So basically,
okay, not about us, right?
No, about Kim Soo-hyun, about Professor Du. So obviously this person is actually quite fed up. Another one, and unfortunately my Chinese is not good enough to read your name, but this person says that actually they think that he is quite... Well, he's not very good looking. They think that he's not as good looking as Lee Min Hao, another Korean star. Yeah.
Who clearly doesn't have as good an agent as this guy, you know. So, you know, he's a lad making his way in the world of showbiz, doing extremely well. I think there could be a lot of jealousy involved from certain people in the media who are criticizing him. Because they're not as successful.
So you're not jealous, Mark?
Me? I'm not. I see people like him as something to aspire to, really.
Yeah.
If he can do it, maybe one day so can I. That's how I see it. Instead of being jealous and wishing he wasn't doing it, I think, well, he has shown what can be done.
I just think it's interesting, though, because, I mean, you know, we're not having this debate when Jay Joe and his image is plastered all over the place. I mean, he's sponsored like 10 different, he's endorsed like 10 different products over the last 5 years, or with Yao Chen, or with, you know, that other singer from Taiwan who's always doing the instant noodles. But then suddenly we have a Korean dude who is all over the place, and perhaps a bit too much, but that's when people start complaining.
No, I don't think it's about that. I think it's about he is just too overly exposed in a very short time span. Mm. And when Jay Chou was super popular, there was some discussion about why is his not-so-pretty face all over the place all the time. But here, I think, yes, it's just we're getting too much of him.
Yeah.
Although, you know, he is kind of nice to look at.
You know
at.
What? This is my prediction. This year we say Kim Soo. Next year we say Kim Hu.
Exactly. And also ask for more Li Gong and Li Bingbing and Yao Chen. They're all very pretty.